Okay, exactly how much cleavage is too much cleavage? Oh, who am I kidding? Girls can't be contained. On this top, anyway. Oh, come on, Mama. It's not like you can hide him. Besides, he's a gentleman. I think. coming. Well, I think that was enough mental preparation. Hello again, you. No. You're right on time. Oh. Thank you. I thought I might as well make an effort. I mean, it's not every day a woman my age goes on a date. Oh, if that's what we're calling it? Good to know. I haven't done this in a while, so I just went with Old Faithful. So, it's okay? Oh, stop. Now you're just trying to embarrass me. Excuse me, I'm still your elder. Don't go thinking you're gonna get away with lip. If we're going to do this, I expect you to be a perfect gentleman. You think you can handle that? Then we should be in for a lovely evening. Shall we? Oh, wow. This is fancy. Oh, thank you. You didn't have to get the door for me. Take your arm? You're really committing, huh? Well, who am I to spoil the fun? Certainly, sir. Oh my goodness. Honey, when you said dinner, I thought we were going to a diner. Did I give you a bougie vibe? What? Oh no. No, I love it. So pretty. Is that a koi pond? It's like a Studio Ghibli film in here. Oh, I love Japanese food. Jason made me try it a few years ago. Mm-hmm. His anime face definitely had some perks. I seem to recall you were right there with him being dorky. In fact, I dare say you still are. Well, am I wrong? Oh, get used to it. You're a man now. I hold no punches. Besides, being firm with you distracts me from the voices. Oh, you know, the whole, you're the same age as my son, you're best friends with my son, you could be my son. Yes, but you're not my son. That is the crucial part. You're right, there's nothing wrong with this. You're an adult, just like me. We're just two adults having dinner together. Yeah. I'll let you know when that starts to sink in. Oh, thank you. Oh. Sweeney. This place is pretty pricey. Please don't tell me you did this for my benefit. Honey, I'm not Miss Daisy. I don't mind where we eat. You're right. I'm sorry. This is really nice. I will stop fretting and just enjoy. Okay, I can't promise I'll completely stop fretting. But I will enjoy myself. I'm a woman. I can do two things at once. I know, very useful. Gosh, that looks so yummy. Yakisoba, bento boxes, sashimi and sushi. I remember when Jason first took me to this tiny Japanese place. I felt so overwhelmed. Like, I don't know what any of this is, but I'm so excited to try it. What? What? Adorable? No way. Okay, seriously, stop making the old lady fumble. Because it's a little undignified. Well, I'm happy someone thinks so. So, young man, let's move on from making me squirm and do something important. Let's get to know each other. Come on. I want to know. We've come this far. I am not going home feeling like a prowler without making some headway. So, tell me. Who are you? Too big a question? Oh, hush. You were always deep. Even as a kid. I could tell. You know how some kids stay egocentric way too long? Only thinking about, I want, gimme, get out of the way. You thought about others. You were quiet about it. But I could tell. You were a good egg. And I'm positive that hasn't changed. I told you. Woman's intuition. Well, that and common sense. Face facts, honey. You're one of the good ones. Well, you've been nothing but nice to me. And I'm not always the easiest to deal with. Oh, trust me. Beneath all this, there's a firecracker. It's not a compliment. At least not entirely. I can lose my temper. Not easily, but still, I can go. Oh, same old. I let things build up, I take on too much, try to rise to the challenge and not make a fuss. And then I combust. Ask Jason. He will testify. I'm not all smiles and soft looks. A multifaceted mess. Well, maybe not a mess, but certainly layered. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to scare you away. I guess I don't want you to idolize me as this mature woman who has everything figured out. I'm older, but that doesn't mean I don't worry or make mistakes or ramble when I should be enjoying myself. I just don't want you to be disappointed. First hugging and now hand-holding? Why? You are forward. I know. You're not some little boy. You're not seeing me through rose-tinted glasses. I'm sorry. I'm nervous. And that's probably because I'd like this to go well. I suppose that means I like you too. You know, thus far. Well, I'll reserve full judgment until dessert. Oh, absolutely. I couldn't eat anything after you left. I'm gonna have to make up for it in style. But until then, I think you have a lot more to tell me. In fact, I think we should clink on it. A toast. To getting to know you. Okay, I know I keep saying this. That was the most beautiful food I have ever eaten. Seriously. How am I supposed to go back to mashed potatoes and string beans now? I might not be bougie, but my taste buds certainly are now. Thank you for that. Really though. Thank you. I didn't expect you to pay the bill, but I really do appreciate it. Of course. It's a lovely gesture. One I will have to repay. Oh God, that sounded presumptuous. I just meant whatever the circumstances. Whatever this is, I hope you let me treat you sometime. It's the least I could do. Honey, I had a wonderful time. I say that with no irony, or even feeling weird about it. You made me laugh. You opened doors for me. Somehow even made me relax. And most of all, you made me feel special. Thank you for that. Huh? Oh, where do you get these lines? Guys, your age sure have stepped up, huh? Oh my goodness. Okay, I promise you I am not that much of a catch. Oh, come on. Shush! I'm not listening. There are millions and millions of women who could best me in every way. And still, you're here. Making me red in the face and I suspect enjoying it. You should watch that. Teasing old women has repercussions. Well, I would say I would tell your mother, but I have a feeling that would drag me down with you. On that front, we are definitely together. Well, I guess. I mean, that's up to both of us, isn't it? I didn't mean to imply. I guess, if I'm being honest, I was testing the water. Well, I did have a feeling. And would you like to do it again? Well, it's a date then. I'd invite you in, but, I'm not quite ready to cross that line into Creepo Town. Well, I never would have thought that. You, being the masochist, I always saw you as more of a control freak. Oh, so you go both ways. Oh. Not feel wrong in the slightest. No, still not wrong. Ha ha ha.